Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title with the festival.
Sure. I'm Taryn Jackson, Director of Audience Engagement for PBS, and I run the PBS Short Film Festival.
Yes, it's the PBS Short Film Festival. It's the 12th annual event, and it's going to be Monday, July 10th through Friday, July 21st on PBS and streaming and all that stuff. There's also going to be an event Monday night at the Angelica pop-up, right? So explain sort of how that works, like how there's going to be like a big kickoff event live in person, and then you can also stream then for the next like 2 weeks.
Yes. So like you said, all the films are going to start streaming at midnight starting July 10th, but we are going to have a fun kickoff event at Angelica pop-up theater. That's going to be from 6 to 9 p.m. This upcoming Monday. It's going to be super exciting because we're going to screen between 10 to 12 of the films that are going to be featured in this year's film festival with a couple of the filmmakers that are a part of the film festival attending the event. So we're super excited about that.
Awesome. And that'll be at the Angelica pop-up over by Union Market area, Northeast, right?
Yes, absolutely. Exactly.
Such a great spot over there. Okay, great. And then in terms of, you know, the streaming stuff, where do they go? Do they just go to pbs.org or is it actually going to be broadcast on people's, you know, TV stations watching PBS?
So no, not yet. We are on pbs.org/filmfestival. That is the name of our site. But then also the films are going to be, select ones are going to be available on Facebook, on our PBS Short Film Festival Facebook page, as well as our YouTube channel as well. So we're super excited to have the films a bunch of places for you to watch. Also on our OTT apps.
Awesome. And I know that, tell us what the theme is this year and why it's called that.
Oh, so we love this. So this year's theme is called Stories in Bloom. And so we picked this theme because we're now in the 12th year of the film festival. We are celebrating and highlighting storytellers, telling captivating stories about identity, society, culture, family, race, inspiration. We know that these stories are powerful and a lot of them are unexpected and they're coming from emerging filmmakers. And there are a lot of coming of age stories, a lot of stories about people coming into their own. So we felt like the theme Stories in Bloom was appropriate for that this year.
Absolutely. And I want to, you know, do a deep dive on each of those six categories in a second. But real quick, one final bit of housekeeping. Like, so how many total films are there that are going to be streaming? And anything else you can tell me about? I'm like, you know, we have this many films from such and such countries or any of those, you know, taglines.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. So we are streaming 23 films in this year's film festival. The film festival usually ranges anywhere between 20 to 30 films. We have 23 this year. We have films from all of the National Multicultural Alliance partners. So Vision Maker Media, PIC, CAM, Latino Public Broadcasting, Black Public Media, and then a lot of our local PBS stations have offerings in this year's film festival as well. So we're super excited. We have films from Alabama. We have films from Real South, and then also Louisiana Public Broadcasting. So we're excited. We have films from all across the country, and we have a lot of offerings.
Awesome. So all over the country. All right, yeah. Cool. Well, without further ado, let's go into some of the movie categories here. So tell me about, I know the, I'm just going to move down the page here. So one of them is environment. What's either toss out some film titles or just generally speaking, what sort of environmental areas are covered in this block?
Yeah, so I love this category because it covers so many different topics. You know, environment obviously is a wide range of topics. One of our films presented by Louisiana Public Broadcasting is called Plum Town. Now, this film tells the story of a young land developer who returns to his childhood home in the Chinese countryside for the first time in a decade to convince his stubborn father to finally sell the failing plum orchard. So I'm not going to tell you any more about that film, but it is so good. It's so powerful, very moving. We have this other beautiful film. It's presented by Pacific Islanders and Communication called Idodo. And this is based on a local legend from New Guinea, where the director was born. And it's retelling the story of how reef fish got their beautiful coloring. So it's so beautifully shot. I mean, it's just so pleasing to the eye and it tells such a beautiful story. So I'm excited for you all to check out those films and the other films in the environment category.
Awesome. All right, so that's environment. Going to the next one now. Culture is the other big block. You know, what's a highlight or two from there?
Oh my goodness. It's so hard to pick just a couple because all of these are so great. So how about this? I'll stick with some of the ones that we're going to be featuring at our event on
Perfect.
upcoming Monday. So DC Shoe. So this is about the origin of New Balance in Washington, D.C. So anyone that is from the area knows how important the New Balance shoe is. So our filmmaker, Jacob Garraby, is a visual history. He gives a visual history of New Balance in Washington, D.C., understanding the culture that caused the running shoe to make the organic transition into a true lifestyle silhouette for D.C. in the early 80s. Lots of history, lots of pop culture. It is a beautifully shot film, and I cannot wait for everyone to see it. Also, there's another film in this category called Miss Shea Love. This film is presented by Real South. Artist Miss Shea Love shares stories from her life growing up in the punk and graffiti scenes in Washington, D.C. So you can check out both of those films at the screening event at the Angelica Pop-Up Theater on Monday.
I love it. And I have a couple New Balances, a couple pairs of New Balances downstairs as we speak.
That's perfect. You got to wear some to the event.
Exactly. Well, real quick, though, I always thought they were like a Boston, Massachusetts company or something. So there's a DC tie as well.
Yeah. So I just think that, you know, I don't want to get into Jacob's territory about like all of the history of it, but basically this film talks about, you know, it has interviews with DC natives that give deeper perspectives and direct insight into, you know, how the shoe represents the culture, you know, and the story
how it became popular here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, and it says that, you know, Washington, D.C.'s culture, you know, it remains unparalleled. So I'm sure that it's going to go into some deep history about how this Boston shoe made its way down to D.C. and made it such a huge impact.
Yeah. So you got to tune in and watch to find out the full story here. And I think that one is produced in conjunction with WHUT, Howard University.
Yes. Yes. And I'm a proud Howard University alum. So yes, super excited and proud to have them being one of our partners in this year's film festival.
All right. Go Howard. All right, cool. And then moving right along the next category, family. What's a standout film or two in that block?
Oh, wow. Okay. So family is one of my, you know, personal favorite categories. One of the films that really is touching, ITBS presents this film called Brother. And this film, it's the filmmaker talks with her brother during his recovery from opioid use disorder, shedding light on the origins of his addiction and our broken rehabilitation system. So this is actually, even though it touches on very important and heavy subject matter, it's actually animated. And so it's a very interesting way to tell this story. And I'm telling you, it's a story that's going to stick with you for a very, very long time.
Wow. And yeah, I'm sure everyone knows someone that's been, or the family that's been touched by the opioid epidemic. So it's going to be powerful. And the fact that it's done in animation, that's going to be really, really dynamic. Okay, great. And then how about in the identity category? I assume, is this when we get some, you know, maybe some like racial commentary, social commentary in this block?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You get all of that. Everything that you said. So all of the above. So one of the ones that really is sticking out this year and has really just been, you know, garnering a lot of interest. It's called Be Heard. I Am Who I Say I Am. And this film is presented by Black Public Media. And I Am Who I Say I Am is the digital first project that captures the stories of three people who span the gender identity spectrum. Each person has a 2-minute vignette profile piece wherein they discuss their pronouns and center the conversation on the affirmation of their gender. So these are very powerful stories. All three of the people featured in this film, they just, you know, they just will just, you'll walk away with such a lasting impact. It really is just very impactful, a lot to think about, a lot to reflect on, and just one of the more powerful films in this year's film festival.
Well, there you go. Pride Month continues into the month of July.
Yes,
with that.
Absolutely.
But, okay, and then society is the next block. Gosh, these tons of good options in here. I don't envy you having to narrow this down, but yeah, give me at least a teaser on one or two.
Okay, so let me tell you, I love this category because these really span such a huge, wide range of topics. So one of them that's on the lighter side, Austin PBS presents this film called Box, The Impossible Puzzle. It's so funny because it's a group of people that sit down, a simple box with an unusual locking mechanism. It challenges everyone who attempts to solve it. And so it is so funny to watch all of these people try to unlock this box. And you'll sit there like, why am I so invested? But that's the power of this story, and that's what makes it so fun. And then
like that Knives Out movie, Glass Onion, they got to figure out how to open the box.
Yes, it is so good. It's a little bit of like a parody. I just can't wait for people to see this one as well. It's really, it's a fun one. And then another one I would love to talk about is Win. So this one is presented by Real South. After experiencing neglect and traumatic loss while pregnant in prison, Pamela Nguyen becomes an activist, leading hundreds of thousands to support the Dignity Bill to end the shackling of pregnant people in prison.
Oh, wow.
So this is a very, very powerful story. And so it just takes you through her journey, exposes a horrifying experience that incarcerated pregnant people endure, and documents Pamela's mission to end shackling and ultimately prison birth. So it's very, it's a very touching story. You know, you just can really feel every single word that she speaks because it's so well shot, it's so well done, and the story is just, it's like I said, it's really powerful and it's very impactful. So that is another one that's on the heavier side, but important to bring to light during this year's film festival.
Wow, and an issue that I never even thought about. Until you just said that. Yeah, I guess, you know, being shackled in prison would, it could be dangerous or detrimental to maybe the baby. Or I mean, I'm sure there's health reasons that
absolutely,
you know, and comfort reasons as a pregnant person, you wouldn't come out. I never thought about that. Mm-hmm. But that's the point of this. It's to bring up, you know, ideas and spark conversations. And so speaking of which, last but not least, the final category, inspiration. What we got here?
Yes. So this category is a little, you know, it's a little bit of everything. I love this category because these films are a little bit more, some of them are on the lighter side. Some of them deal with, you know, topics that you, again, I just feel like you just wouldn't think of on your own. So Birdie the Brilliant. So this film is presented by Latino Public Broadcasting. A young boy takes on more chores and odd jobs around his neighborhood to raise money for a ticket to a magic show. But when his grandma loses her job, he is faced with a difficult decision. So this one is very interesting and really, I love that it's a part of this year's film festival because it's very different from films that we presented in the past. This one is more like a young adult, like more like tween to teen. You know, I feel like it would appeal to that audience more. We haven't done a lot of that with the film festival. So I'm really interested to see how this one is received by everyone. And then Dream Carriers, this one's presented by Austin PBS, framed through the migration of monarch butterflies, a college-bound Chicana reflects on the generations of women before her. And I love how it is a story about a woman that's on her way to college, but it's told through the migration of monarch butterflies. It's just so creative, so well done. The story arc is just beautiful. I mean, really, it's just, there's so much to enjoy. There's so much to get into with this year's film festival. And I cannot wait for everyone to check it out.
Awesome. Yeah, it sounds great. And just to clarify, just in case our listeners are wondering, are these all documentaries or are there any narrative shorts in there too?
Yeah, there's no, thank you for asking that. No, there are documentaries as well as narrative shorts. So we have
Birdie the Brilliant sounded like a narrative one as you were describing yes. It, but I wasn't sure.
It is. Yes, it is a narrative one. Absolutely. So yes, this one takes you on a fun journey. There's another one called Cartoon Academy that is a narrative as well. Yeah, there's some other ones. There's another film called Lucky Fish presented by Center for Asian American Media, also known as CAM. That one is a narrative as well. It's a coming of age short about two Asian American teenagers who meet in the bathroom of a Chinese restaurant while having dinner with their families. And it is so beautiful. It's so well done. And I just can't wait till, you know, everyone gets to see these and all the rest of the offerings in this year's film festival.
Wow. Yeah. And Lucky Fish is in the identity category. So check that out. All right, cool. Well, I have plenty to work with. I guess just before we go, pretend I'm not here. Like you're speaking directly to the listeners as, you know, as they're riding in their car. Be like, you know, hey, DC, come out tonight to, you know, Angelica and then tune in, you know, for the next 2 weeks online or whatever.
Okay. Hey, DC, you are invited. Come on out tonight to the PBS Short Film Festival kickoff event. We are going to be at the Angelica Pop-Up Theater at Union Market from 6 to 9 p.m. And it's okay if you miss tonight's event because all films in the PBS Short Film Festival this year will be streaming from July 10th through July 21st. Stories in Bloom. Come join us.
I love it. Hey, thanks for doing this.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.